Hello, Eric.
Hi.
How are you doing this morning?
Good, thanks.
Okay, so for people here in Montreal, could you just give an outline of what's being planned in New York and what exactly people should expect if they're planning on going down there and also if they're just interested?
Okay, yeah, sure, I can do that. We're planning two things, basically. And if you want to get more information about it, you can visit our website at www.anotherworldispossible.com. Basically, Another World is Possible is planning two things. On Friday, February 1st at 6 p.m. in Washington Square Park in Manhattan, we're going to be co-sponsoring a vigil and ritual that that the Pagan Cluster, which is a religious group from San Francisco, is going to be holding, and that's going to be essentially designed to kick off our protests against the World Economic Forum in a way that's celebratory and inclusive and spiritual. The next day, the 2nd, people who want to oppose the World Economic Forum are going to be gathering at 12 noon at Grand Army Plaza, which is the corner of 59th Street and 5th Avenue in Manhattan, opposite the Plaza Hotel. From there to 48th Street and Park, which is diagonally across from the Waldorf Astoria Hotel. That's where the World Economic Forum meetings are being held. We're working with the police now to firm up a permitted parade route from 59th and 5th to Park Avenue, and that's for people who want to be part of a permitted, low-risk, legal, quote-unquote legal march and rally. Other affinity groups are planning other types of actions, but essentially we will have a permitted parade route for, or march route for, people who want to participate in that respect. We're planning on arriving at the Waldorf at about 3 o'clock, and we've put in an application for to then hold a rally, which continue until 8 p.m. We'll have a sound permit along the way, as well as at the Waldorf. And we're planning to have street theater. There'll be we're hoping to have a really vibrant, celebratory, festive, colorful presence in the streets of Manhattan that'll be hard for anyone to miss. Even in a place this big, we'll have giant puppets, banners that stretch as wide as a Manhattan Avenue. We'll have street theater, and the Living Theater will be involved, as well as other theater groups. Reclaim the Streets will be there. We'll have, I think, something that will be hard to be ignored. We're going to be loud, and we're going to make sure that the people who've, the corporate leaders and government, their government employees who've come to the Waldorf are not going to be able to ignore our message.
Okay. And what has the reaction been like in New York City? Obviously, events of September 11th have had an impact on everybody's life.
Yes.
How have people responded to different coalitions planning and organizing demonstrations against the World Economic Forum?
Well, first I should back up a second and say that there are two other coalitions involved here. One is the International Answer, which is organized by the International Action Center, which is a neo-Trotskyist group. They're planning a very, as I understand, a very tame rally also at the Waldorf at 1 p.m. Then there is the Anti-Capitalist Convergence, which is an explicitly anarchist network, and they're planning a series of affinity group actions on Saturday, possibly stretching into Sunday, which haven't been detailed yet. Now, as for September 11th, The mood in New York City has been, I think it's fair to say, gloomy and depressed since the terrorist attacks happened. And as a result, and there's a sort of a lack of patience with disruption in people's lives, which makes it puzzling to me in a way why the World Economic Forum felt that it could come to New York and spend a ton of the taxpayers' money to hold a five-day corporate cocktail party at our expense. That's one of the things that we're explicitly protesting against in the coalitions that we've formed in New York City. The troubling aspect to me that people should know about, although it should not be exaggerated either, is that the police are, is that the corporate press, mainstream press, has taken a very negative attitude towards what we're doing, and the police have been able to use that, or seem to be using that, I should say, to sort of preemptively justify whatever tactics they want to use against us. That doesn't necessarily mean they'll be using any more force than usual, although that can be pretty considerable, but it means that they are trying to paint us as being violent people, although nobody's explicitly said anything about doing anything violent or property destruction or anything like that. They're attempting to condition the public through the corporate press to think that whatever they decide to do on February 2nd against us is somehow justified by the fact that we're quote-unquote violent people. Again, nobody said anything about doing anything violent, but that's the assumption that the police are trying to communicate through the press. So that is a problem, and I think it's somewhat worse than it was before September 11th. There's also the fact that there is an extremely repressive new law in the United States called the USA Patriot Act that's been passed.
And how has that affected what you guys are planning?
Well, there's going to be extensive legal trainings, folks who want to come down should, I urge you to contact the People's Law Collective through our website, www.anotherworldispossible.com, to find out more about that. The real problem is that the USA Patriot Act more or less explicitly says that it, or rather, it more or less explicitly gives the authorities the leeway to regard politically activist groups, especially those that have a strong presence in the streets, as being terrorist or terrorist linked or terrorist sympathizing to some extent, and we are waiting, and our lawyers at the National Lawyers Guild, who will be with us, are eagerly awaiting signs of how the police are going to use that law to enforce their conception of order on the 2nd.
Mm-hmm. And for people who are still wondering why would these pervasive demonstrators march in a city that's just being affected by such a tragedy, are still thinking these kind of thoughts. Perhaps could you give us a little bit of a background on what the World Economic Forum is about and what they've been up to?
Yeah, I can do that. First, let me say that what Another World is Possible is planning on the 2nd is going to be partly to give our vision of a better world. We're the theater and the sort of festive kind of aspects of what we're doing are going to be designed to show the kind of world that we want. And so there's going to be a sort of a very positive kind of look to it. As far as the WEF itself, I can give some background on that. The WEF is really kind of an odd creature. It's not a governmental or quasi-governmental organization like the World Trade Organization or the International Monetary Fund or the World Bank, some of the groups that we've opposed and tried to block in the past. The WEF is essentially a glorified conference company that was set up in Switzerland in the early 70s, and its main function is to host these annual gatherings in which they bring together corporate CEOs from the top 1,000 companies in the world, government leaders who essentially do their bidding, and provide them with an opportunity to network, listen to a lot of windy, boring speeches, drink cocktails, and make deals.
Okay.
And essentially, the connection with larger issues is this. The WEF considers itself to be an intellectual godfather of, or godparent of, globalization. In the 80s, the WTO itself, World Trade Organization, grew out of the Uruguay round of GATT trade talks, which began in the 1980s. The Uruguay round of GATT trade talks was the brainchild of a group of government of finance ministers who gathered at the WEF meeting in 1982 and decided that it would be a good idea to extend the idea of free trade into trade in services and intellectual property rights. And that was really the beginning, to me, it was the birth of corporate globalization as we know it, this idea that international organizations should be used to pry open developing markets and essentially put them at the mercy of the control of multinational corporations, and to essentially give multinational corporations sort of super national rights, make them into sort of like glorified individuals, sort of like a set of Greek gods that loom over all of us and control our world, which is essentially the vision they're trying to create. And the WEF has been a forum for developing more ideas to pursue this vision ever since then. And that's essentially what will that's essentially what we'll be protesting on the streets of New York on February 2nd is that I think very dangerous and anti-human vision of the world.
Okay, and what have you found is the relationship between the American government or, say, different governments around the world to the World Economic Forum?
The relationship of the governments around the world has been essentially one of welcoming it as if it was actually being set up to do good, as a sort of positive force in the world. The UN has extended some limited observer rights to the WEF, which it uses to claim itself as some sort of a philanthropic group. Governments around the world have rewarded the WEF for its ability to convince people that it's a sort of a do-gooder organization by sending top officials. Bill Clinton attended 2 years ago. It's likely that George W. Bush and or members of his cabinet will be there this year. There will be heads of state from Europe and Latin America, Asia, et cetera, coming to the Waldorf on the 31st, which is when the conference starts. So there's been they've essentially backed up this what I consider to really be sort of a fairly cheesy conference company, as though it's some sort of a world significant organization.
Mm-hmm. And how have you found the relationship with past mobilizations, such as people here in Montreal are very familiar with the mobilization against the Free Trade Area of the Americas Agreement last April, or the anti-WTO demonstrations in Seattle, or the G8 demonstrations in Genoa this summer? Have you found strong links within this movement that has been created in your preparations for the demonstrations?
Yes, we have. There was a sort of a period after September 11th where people really were sort of reassessing and trying to get a handle on what was the best way to go forward with this movement, given what happened. And the conclusion a lot of us have come to is essentially that there's no reason to change our tactics. The issues that were there before September 11th are still there now. In fact, there's more of an urgent need to pursue them and to fight these organizations. There was a feeling, I think, of a lot of people at one point that some of the more mainstream groups and organized labor would be reluctant to participate in something like this after 9/11 because of the desire not to appear to be violent or to be doing something that would promote violence. I think a lot of that is falling away now as those groups have become more and more disgusted with the policies that, for example, in this country, the Bush administration has followed since 9/11, the way it's exploited that situation to push a really anti-worker, anti-community, anti-poor people agenda, an aggressively pro-business economic package ever since then. There's a lot of people in the labor movement who feel betrayed that Bush passed the fast-track bill in the United States and promoted a very anti-worker agenda at the WTO meetings in Qatar in November. The result is that a lot of these groups, which were perhaps reluctant to take to the streets after 9/11, are now very eager to reestablish themselves as a force, and this is one way they can do it.
Okay. And now, I guess, again, could you run over the information about what's happening down there, different coalitions that have been formed, and, any finalizing thoughts?
Yes, absolutely. I should say first that we're proceeding very quickly with housing and other preparations for visitors, and we seem to be ahead of the game in that respect. So people coming down from Montreal or any other place in Canada will find that we'll have a welcome center, and we'll be able to accommodate you. They won't be luxurious surroundings like the Waldorf, but we'll welcome you, and there'll be a lot of people to help you out. February 1st, 6 p.m., Washington Square Park in Manhattan, there will be a vigil co-sponsored by Another World is Possible and the San Francisco-based Pagan Cluster that will kick off our protest in a unifying and spiritual way. February 2nd, 12 noon, the corner of 59th and 5th Avenue, opposite the Plaza Hotel in Manhattan, is where we'll be gathering for our rally and march against the World Economic Forum. We'll be marching at 1 o'clock to 48th and Park, which is diagonally across from the Waldorf Astoria Hotel, where the World Economic Forum is meeting. We should be gathering there by around 3 when our march pulls up, and we'll be there till 8 a.m. There will be street theater. There will be lots of activities to get our message across as loudly as possible and as directly as possible to the World Economic Forum. There will be room for other affinity groups to do activities as well. And so that's all starting the 1st.
Okay. Thank you very much, Eric, for joining us this morning.
Hey, thank you very much, too.
And good luck.
Thank you.
Listening to the Tuesday Morning After here on CKUT 90.3 FM. And again, if you want to find out more information about the coming protests against the World Economic Forum, there's a number of sources that you can check. As Eric is a member of the Another World is Possible Coalition, their website is www.anotherworldispossible.com. There's also the Anti-Capitalist Convergence of Montreal, which many people in this city might be familiar with their leanings in terms of CLAC, our own Anti-Capitalist Convergence, who prepared for the FTA demonstrations in Quebec City. And there's also the New York City Indie Media Center, which will, I'm sure, be a center for addressing the real issues that will be happening and will be expressed during the protests, during the World Economic Forum meetings, non-corporate media agenda. And they're at www.nyc.indymedia.org, and you can find more information there.